Welcome to Shalim and Shlita. We want to welcome Shmuel David Friedman Shlita to the Shia. Hanoitel Pruta Via Mispach. He's not here yet. He's not here yet.
But he wasn't here last week, I think.
I'm telling you, you know what you should do? You go to Shalim and Shlita and you have Shalim, he should give him Matei.
Don't tell him at all.
He is just Mashkayach. We're going to pay test on the base. Today we're going to come into the sugya of the tzaddik. Tzaddik, soon we're coming to tzaddik bolir. Tzaddik bolir. Only a few lines until zeicher to that tzaddi. Ready? You ready?
Yeah, sure.
That pay test on the base. Case is a woman. A woman, she makes a neder al tanai. What's the tanai? The tanai is that she will not be nene la'abu levicha, she will not have any benefit from...
How many lines from the town?
The Mishnah. Peites on the base.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Peites on the base. I'm sorry for screaming. Peites on the base. Koinam she'ein nene la'abu levicha im oisani al picha. A woman says to her husband, if I have handoff from you, it's going to trigger... If I do something for you, if I give you pleasure, he would just ask the husband,
yeah.
I'm on strike. I am on strike. I am not going to make dinner. I'm not doing the laundry. I'm on strike.
If he says, No,
that's going to be the tonight. Wow. That's going to be the nether. The nether will ultimately be that I will not derive benefit from my father or your father. I will have nothing to do with my father and your father if I give you benefit. If I give you any benefit, in other words, she's trying to say over here is a woman very much wants to be nene from
Gemara is always giving these interesting funny scenarios.
Because these are dvarim ha'imdim berumai shalayla.
I know, but it's very odd.
Okay, the basic case over here is that a woman wants to have pleasure from her father and her father-in-law. They give her gifts. They give her Hanukkah gilt. They give her all different types of gilt. They give her gifts. They bring him a deus from Choshe Ravim.
Okay, forget about it.
So the husband says, so the wife says, but I hate my husband. I hate my husband. I cannot live with him. If I will do any benefit for him, if I will make dinner for my husband, if I will trigger the neder that I will not be permitted to derive benefit from my father, my father-in-law. Haramaisa?
Yeah. So again, koinem she'ain in the hano.
I will not look at the ois beis in the start of the Gemara.
If what? Im oisa?
Im. If I, what are the ois beis? Nenes. I will not derive benefit from my father or from your father. Im oisa ani l'apicha. If I give you, my husband, benefit. If I pour for you a cup of water, that will trigger a...
Interesting. Lashon apicha.
Fine, whatever it means. Next case, the other way
around.
It's a tonight.
That means if I then,
If I give my husband a cup of water, that will automatically trigger a prohibition upon me from deriving benefit from my father or your father.
Yeah.
Okay. Forever. Okay, this is what she says. No, good. Nazirus is 30 days, but not Nidarm. Nidarm Stam Nazirus is forever. Forever.
Seriously. I thought Stam Nazirus is for 30 days.
Nazirus is 30 days. Nidarm.
Oh, Nidarm is forever. Right.
Okay, next.
Koyin Moshe, and Elam Lichon, and Moshe Rav Bichos. John in the hand, yeah.
Now, pay test on the base. Koyinam, and Moshe Rav Bichos. She'eni Nenis Loch. Next, vice versa. Now we have, we're going to reverse the case. She'eni Nenis Loch, and Moshe Rav Bichos. Okay, she'eni, I will not derive benefit from you, my husband, if my father, if I give benefit to my father, or I give benefit to your father. If I provide,
goes together, not or
same
or
idea, right? Either or.
The same thing as l'abulavich is also or.
Yes. One or the other. I go and I pour a cup of water for my father, that will trigger a prohibition upon me from having benefit from my husband. Okay, it's not so important what exactly the relationships are over here, but the basic point over here is a woman, she's making a neder out.
But you see tonight. The Mishnah and the Sefer, it's switched around.
Yes, correct. Harei Zeyofer. So here's the Chiddush. The Mishnah is Mechadish, a Moiridik Yisoyt. The chiddush is that right now the neder is not yet chal. She has on the husband. Go on the entire Mishnah. Go on the entire Mishnah. The neder is not yet chal. At this moment in time, the woman did not yet pull the trigger. She set up. She loaded the gun. The weapon is loaded. The nukes are you punching all the codes. Everything's ready to go. All you gotta do is press the green button, and that's it. The world is over. Everything is sent in motion, but she did not press the button yet. But everything is sent in motion.
Can the husband? Would it be different if she pressed the button?
If then for sure the husband can be made for the neder. If she pressed the button, then she made a neder. It's dvarim shebeinoy lebeinah. It's dvarim shel inu nefesh, and the husband can be made for the neder beyond the shadow of a doubt. A woman who makes a neder, the husband has the power to be made for the neder beyom shamay. Over here, the woman set up the mechanism of the neder, but the neder was not yet launched. She
right.
said, if A happens, then the neder is, then the trigger
so the husband could be made for.
No, so the question is, who says? Maybe, this is very important, you saw it. Maybe the husband can only be made for a neder that already has gone into effect. If a woman sets up a hechet timsa, that a neder will be triggered if a certain condition has been met, that and has not yet been met, who says the husband can be made for the neder at this moment?
By the way, isn't it a little similar to what we had
yes,
before?
It is.
Even though he said it's
yes.
going to only take an effect
there,
after.
Yes, there it can happen for sure. It's a matter of time. See,
right.
That's why this Mishnah is the sequel to the previous Mishnah. In concept, they're very similar. There's the two zmanim. There is a zman when it has been established, and there's zman the chalois. In the previous Mishnah, it's going to happen no matter what because it's in time. Time goes on. There's no way you can stop the time unless you're Yoshua. Shemesh begivon doim. Unless you're Yoshua benun, you can stop the sun. But otherwise, time goes on. There's nothing you can possibly do. This case is even better because in this case, she can prevent it from being chal because she just should not trigger the neder.
Certainly, after they get divorced,
of course not, because he's no longer the husband. He's no longer the husband. So can a husband be made for a neder in advance when the woman has already set up the situation for the neder to be chal? So it says in the Mishnah, yes. It's a machlekes tanoim, and the Tana of this Mishnah is of the opinion that the Torah HaKadosha gave a husband power to be made for the neder b'yom shamoy, even if the neder has not yet been chal.
Right. We don't know if it's going to be chal or not.
We don't even know if it's going to be chal.
Oh, that's a chiddush already.
Even if we don't even know it's going to be
chal. Before,
right,
we
sure
know it's
going to
happen, but
exactly.
Later, much later.
Time is a mumoyver. Time is mumoyver. Eventually, it's going to come to an end.
Yeah.
But over here, who says it will even happen to begin with? And over here, we say the husband has the koyach to be made for the neder in advance, even before the trigger has been pulled.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well,
that's the Mishnah. Tanya.
Now, is
the
Rashi?
You want to listen to Rashi?
It's up to you.
What's the Rashi? Quickly, just the Rashi. The Mishnah is very good. Rashi. I like the Rashis. Okay, the Rashis. We learned 37 times today in Sefer Darm, and we didn't do the Rashi. We did the Ram. We learned together.
We
used to do it together in a different lifetime. So then we owned the Ran. Rashi was like, so the Shvachar Bochum.
By the way, he mentioned
now,
in this Gilgal,
I'm telling you, I'm in for the Rashi.
By the way, yeah. Rashi, that's Amsech Nazar. Not
Machlekes.
He says Machlekes.
Say the Shir. Rashi.
All
his Rashis. There is Rashi. You see, he spoke very light things. The other Magidim on the Shir, they
spoke very what?
Light. They don't. They come there. They say heavy lies. I don't understand a word they're talking about. He spoke about stories. He's a wild guy. What? Not again. Koinam, you come with me every Mitzvah Shabbos. Come, I'll have a lot of fun.
You just went to Mitzvah
Shabbos. A lot of fun. I'll show you how the computer, how we do it on the computer.
Could you tell me in advance who's going to be speaking at Mitzvah Shabbos? Do you know yet?
I'll find out.
Yeah.
Oh, this week is Lichtenstein speaking. Rosh Yeshiva Torah V'Das. It's a big week. There'll be a lot of people.
Are you talking about the Adam or Rav Soloveitchik? Nah.
Yeah. His son.
He's a very Yeshiva Shigai.
Yeah, he's the Rosh Yeshiva Torah V'Das. It's a big week this week. You'll come, you'll see. There's going to be a big crowd this week.
Yeah.
He's going to come, they're all going
to
come.
I don't want to, it's a big crowd. Okay.
Yeah, come, you sit with me. I'll show you how to do it. It'll be a lot of fun. We'll make a lot of jokes. Come. Koinam she'eni ne'isa l'abba l'vicha k'loimar. K'rash k'loimar. She'eni ne'isa l'chem yihei alayim koinam. I will not provide for them benefit. Hareza yochel ever the case.
Again, claimish ani.
I think I told you to wrong. I made a mistake. I told you wrong. If the Dvarim Shemani Torah and Yodi is that she made a neder that they will not be allowed to derive benefit from her if she has benefit from her husband. Something like that. Whatever. Okay, let's
how do you see this from Rashi?
Rashi says, look at the
you said she'eni because she'eni is with a yod.
So that's the whole shiloh with the gear. It's not okay. I don't want to dwell on this. Whatever it is. The basic point over here is she sets up, the basic point over here is this woman over here is setting up a trigger. A trigger. She's loading a weapon. She's setting up a trigger. And if the condition is met, then the neder goes into effect. Okay? Hareza yochel ofer. Af al gav. Yeah, hareza yochel ofer.
The lav nidre in the...
The lav nidre in the nefesh. You know, and the lav kol kimine lav kuei shibud mine.
What does that mean?
Over here, the existing akash, that this type of neder is not inu nefesh.
Oh, because it hasn't happened.
Because, no, it's even better, because she has no right to deny her husband services. A woman is an obligation to do certain services for her husband, so she has no right to even make such a neder. Afil Hachi, Dvarim Shabeino Lebeino Havim, Vyachal Lahafa Klema Hershus Biyodah. All right, whatever it is.
Why, in Kozek, he can be made for?
This is not called Inu Nefesh. He says, this is not called the Lav Nidle Inu Nefesh, even the Lav called Kimine Lav Kuye Shibuda Mine. I don't even know what that means exactly in this context. Kimino? Okay, this is a little complicated. I don't want to get into this now. I have to harvest some of this means over here. Basically, it's not about point. The point over here is that the husband has the koyach to be made for the neder under ordinary circumstance because this is called Dvarim Shebeino Lebeino. There are two categories. There's a Dvarim Inu Nefesh and Dvarim Shebeino Lebeino. Good. Rabbi, now we go to the Gemara, okay? Now the Gemara is going to say, everything over here is going to be, I can't wait, we have a few lines, we're coming, Mamish, Shlomi, we're coming, you're not going to believe this, I'm telling you, this is my favorite daf in the whole Shas.
Tanya.
The whole Shas, the daf. You cannot imagine how much Hanukkah I have from this daf, coming a few lines from now, and we have to get there. First, the Gemara over here says, the Machlek, we learn the Mishnah, the Machlek is Tanoim. Tell the Braisa, She'eni Nenis, La'aba, Uliyavicha, I will not derive pleasure from my father, from your father. Im ani oisel l'ficha, if I provide you benefit.
Right.
My husband, if I pour you a glass of oranges, that will trigger a prohibition for me from having pleasure from my father and your father. So this is the same case of the Mishnah.
Yeah. Okay.
Or you, even if it's not the same case, because you want to change the girsa 20 times and get me all dizzy in changing the girsa, what exactly she did? It's the same concept as the Mishnah.
I'm not
saying lo yofer. Oh, not like the Tanakam of the Mishnah.
Not like the Tanakam of the Mishnah.
Lo yofer. V'chachamim oim l'cham say yofer. He says yofer. He says yofer. You can be made for the neder. Okay, next case. Okay, so in other words, what is the Braisa telling us that what it says in the Mishnah is only according to one man the Omar.
Yeah.
Only according to the Chum.
What's the reason of Nassim? Because it didn't take effect.
Because Rabbi Nassim's out of the understanding.
We don't know what's going to happen.
He's out of the understanding.
Oh, Adayin L'chala Nedesh, Kozman Shalai Osso Lefi Balo.
Look at Rashi, because some of us says, Adayin L'chala Nedesh, Kozman Shalai Osso Lefi Balo, Velo Shimashtoi. That's the next part of the Mishnah. Ina Sulavi of
Lefi Balo. What's this word?
Tashmish. It means marital relations. The next part of the Mishnah. Next case, Nitul Ani Mina Yehudim. Now this expression means a woman says that she will not have any marital relations ever with any Jew in the world. In other words, she's not going to ever get married. She's not going to have any.
Say it again. Nitul Ani Mina Yehudim.
A new case. A woman makes the following statement. She's a married woman. A woman is married to a husband. She says to the husband, I don't want to be with you. And if I'm going to be with you, then it's going to trigger a prohibition for me to be with anyone else as well, the whole world. Nitula ani min ha-yehudim im mishamashtecha.
That means that I'm going to have to divorce you and I can marry with anyone.
So
what does that mean?
It means, I don't know. No. It'll get divorced. She said like this. If I have with you marital relations, it will trigger a prohibition upon me that I will not be able to have marital relations with any other man in the entire world. Now you'll tell me it's not no geya, because right now she's an aishas ish.
Right.
It's no geya if he will die or divorce her. So she'll not be able to marry anyone else. She's saying to the husband, you want to be with me? Okay, we'll be happily married together, but there's not going to be any owner.
Is she allowed to do that?
No, she's not allowed to do that. She's not allowed to do that. But that's what she did. But that's what she did. My social kachan. She makes an el. If I go and I have with you marital relations, even one time, it's going to trigger a prohibition for me to have marital relations with any man in the Gansavelt.
Yeah.
So im. The Tula Limina Yehudim, this is a very refined expression. I am the Tula Limina Yehudim in Mishan Mosh, in Mishan Mosh. So, what is halacha? So, she's setting up a situation. So, Rabbi Nosson Oimer Lo Yochem. Zel Bazach.
Why? Oh.
Because Rabbi Nosson says that since it did not happen yet, since she did not have marital relations yet with her husband, so it never went into effect. It never went into effect. As long as she did not get have marital relations, the neder never. Let's say the husband would die right now. Let's say the woman, she makes the statement, and she did not yet have tashmish, and then her husband would divorce her or to die. Would she be allowed to marry another person?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh yes, yes. Because yes.
But let's say she'd have tashmish with her husband one time.
Yeah.
Then now she's permitted to her husband, but now she's never allowed to have with any other person in the world.
Right? If that happens, if the day happens and he dies or he gets away.
Afterwards. If she does have with her husband, Tashmish.
What's the reason for all of these?
Whatever it is,
scenarios?
Nish, I don't know. I don't want to think about it. I don't know. Whatever it is. It's my Shrek.
There must be explanation.
Certainly, every word of Torah is an explanation for it. Now, beyond shadow of that. Okay, whatever the case is. So let's say she was Mishamish one time. Oh, so once there was a Tashmish one time. So now the Nidra has been triggered. If the Nidra has
even
been
it never happened, it's still Chal.
No, if they did have tashmish one time, then the neder is chal.
Right, then going forward,
the husband were to die or divorce her, she would not be able to marry anyone else.
Correct.
So the husband has the power to be made for the neder at that point in time.
Or Nelson says he can't.
Nothing. Why? Because then it's a real neder. But let's say she did not yet have tashmish with her husband. So the neder has not yet been chal. Yeah. There's only potential for the neder to be chal. So this is the same machlokes Rabbi Nosson and the Chachamim. Rabbi Nosson says the husband cannot be made for a neder that has not yet been chal. The Chachamim are very generous. The Chachamim say that if the structure of the neder has been put into place, and that's enough to give the husband the power to be made for the neder.
I'm asking you now, Alam the Shazach, this lechayra, we have a klal, neder can only be chal.
Yeah.
If there's no inri.
Oh, so you're asking a very good question. Let's see the Rashi very quickly.
Why is it
Rabbi Nosson? Let's see the Rashi. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says Rabbi Nosson Omer Lo Yofer. The Kosav Achol VaAdayin LeChal HaNeder Shekol Zman Shloy Osel Lefi Bala Lo Shemashtei Eina Asur LeAviu LeUlav
VeLo Yofer. That goes
on
earlier.
It's a bold thing. It says Tash Mishol Shkuz. Rashi glues them together. VaChachamam Yofer Avi Shadayin LeChal HaNeder Olecha can be done. Okay, fine. Let's go. Okay, now we go to a mice. This is an unbelievable piece of Gemara. Here we go. Ahu Gavra. There was a person. You know who this person was? Exactly. I don't know. There was a person. Who got him? The Itzar Han Yosa, the Alma Allah. He made the following statement. He said to himself, I prohibit upon myself having benefit from anyone in this world. I will not go to the dry cleaners. I will not go on a school bus. I will not have any pleasure from anything in this world. I will not have styrofoam cups and spin cool base medish. Garnish. I will not be
if
I get married. Yes, Shlomi. If I get married before I'm a Talmud Chacham, I first have to learn Shas 37 times. Mr. Rapport, you want to pay test on the base. You want to welcome to the base medish, Mr. Rapport. We have millions of listeners here online. We want to welcome to Mr. Rapport. Everyone, please stand up wherever you're holding. And pause and bow your head.
Wait.
Okay, there was a man Ahu Gavra. The itzar Han Yosa the Alma Ale. He prohibited the pleasure of the ganze Welt upon himself. It's only going to be chal the neder. If nesiv itisa, if he marries a woman ki lo tan yona hilchasa, if he is not yet a Talmud Chacham. The goal of learning Torah is La Suke Shmaitza Aliba Dehilchasa. When you learn halacha, so the goal is to master you can pass in the halacha. The highest level of learning is when you know the sugya so well inside out that you can give a psak halacha. lasuge shmeitzah.
Without looking into the Shulchan Aruch,
whatever it means. You don't have to pass it. Lasuge shliva wouldn't be movi and says this. He's not allowed to make such a neder. Ridiculous. He's not allowed to. A lot of things go on in this world that you're not allowed to do. He in Ischal, the neder is Ischal. He made such a neder. He made such a neder. Azoy geitos. He made the neder Ischal. Okay.
So again, he makes. I won't have enough for many, but if I get married and I haven't learned
Talmud, if I have not become a Talmud Chacham like a Bishul Liman Shlita, then I won't get married. I can only get married if I know.
It's such another practical. It's impossible that you will not be somehow have your son.
Okay, so advocate the Gemara is speaking. The Gemara over here is being very vague. Obviously, why it's a mitzvah, you mean master, masha, kasa, b'tayra. It says in the Torah, peria urevia, peru urevu v'chivshua. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to get married. Loitoyu bara, l'sheves yatzara. Hashem says to a bachur who doesn't get married, tibach atzmoisav, your bone should bust. You know, Yomar Chazal, how many averis, what goes on? Not being married, you know, davar chomer ad me'oid. You can't even begin to imagine the averos, the chamuros, the gehenim is way. Okay, Miras Hashem, you're gonna get married very soon.
No, but you don't have to bring
don't
this
worry
up.
About
it's not. No, but it's not.
Vaita. Okay,
so fell us up.
Hanyasa, the Alma, Inasa, the Kiloi Tanina.
So,
Mr. Rapport, the answer to your question is obviously the words you mean certain standards. Certain standards. You have certain standards. I want to go through the Dafyomi cycle another 5 times. Whatever it means. There's a certain standard which can be measured. He reaches a certain degree of learning. And then what happened? Roi begapa lion. This is an expression. He ran with a gapa vituv lion, which means with his stick. It's like Yehuda. Bemakloi vitarmiloi. With his makel, stick, and his what's a tarmil?
Rod means a stick.
And his
what is rod? I think rod means running.
Tarmil. He ran with his stick. With tarmiloi, and it means his like knapsack. It's an expression which means that he did everything in his power to become a Talmud Chacham. He paid people to learn with him. He went to the best shiurim. He listened to Torah anytime online. He went to Daf Yomi. He listened to Sruli. Listened to Eli. He listened to all the good tzachim. He learned bechavrus from the sholim and shlita. He did everything you can possibly do to become a very big Talmud Chacham. And guess what? Nah, he wouldn't even that wouldn't work. Nah, I don't think so. No. So therefore, he was roit begapa vituv laya. Gapa means a stick. The makil of Rabbi Meir. You know that the makel Rebbe Meir is? Not for now. With a stick, vituvlaya, tuvlaya is a knapsack. Like a little sack you hold behind your back.
Like you see in the ancient times, they put it at the end of the stick?
Yeah, like whatever, like a little bag that you hold your few possessions. In other words, this is an expression which means that he tried.
Yeah, but Rashi doesn't say that.
Everything in his power. What does Rashi say? Rabbi Gabba, vituvlaya, gapa, kari, sulam, ooh, a ladder. Sha'olam, ooh, I didn't talk to you. You're right, it's a different shot. I said different shot.
A ladder, sha'olam, a vilan.
Rashi says that a gav means a ladder. Sh'olam boi b'ilon to v'laya chevel
a rope.
Sh'atol l'midekel u'moyshchem lochem l'mato hanafim shabochen atamonim. Yinachanam is dimshat. We'll see the
with that rope, he pulls down the
right. He pulls down
the
trees to go right. And the Rashi over here is marshal shol b'nei adam. Who this is nothing more than a metaphor. It's a metaphor. He took
he
the
ruts,
tools of the trade. The tools of the trade. He went to the best yeshivas. He went to Brisk. He had the tools of the trade. Rots lamalo ulamato laasek v'lishlus halachas v'loy istayim milsim. He was not successful. He did not have siyata shmaya. Then Rashi says the istim mifarish tahaynu bekapa. The kappa, what's yichidi lamalu lamata kodem sho'ila bechevel ubi'ilon, what's bekappa mean? Oyischas nesar the Gemara. It says here begapa. I don't know what that means. Look at the round. The round says, Roid begapa vitovila bemakla vitamilai. I translated the words according to the Ran.
Oh.
The Ran says that the word here means it means a stick and a okay, the basic idea is the same. Whatever these words are, it means a person did everything in his power to have siyata shmai to deserve.
So what you said, you probably said in the Ran. Yeah.
From the Ran. So he went to do the best that he can to go learn to have siyata shmai.
He
was not successful. What happened? So now the problem is he's stuck. He's stuck. He can't get
married. What's the word? Lumsel. He couldn't. He wasn't.
And he was not successful.
Imse means imse, he wasn't. Whatever.
He was not successful. Okay. He was not able. Imse means lemisna to learn. Imse means like motzui.
Yeah.
He was not able le lemisna to learn Torah. He was not successful in his endeavor.
Yeah.
So now he has a very big problem. This fellow, he can't get married because. Now here's the dilemma. Why can he get married? Because if I'm not a Talmud Chacham, and if I marry a woman and I'm not a Talmud Chacham, it's going to trigger the neder that I'm not allowed to have benefit from the whole world.
Right.
So I'm going to be stuck. I'm going to marry a woman and I'm going to be living in a cave.
As a Rav Acham.
So what's the solution? The solution, okay, so let's right now be mad to the neder. No, you can't be mad to the neder because the neder was not yet chal. The neder was not yet chal.
Yeah, but that's talking machlokes between Rav Nosson and
Chacham. Oh, he's a Talmud Chacham. Rav Shaul Zevlovel says, "What do you mean? That's the machlokes Rav Nosson and Chacham. According to Rav Nosson, you can. According to Rav Nosson, you can't do it, Taka. But according to the Chachamim, you can do it in advance. Not so fast. Rav Nosson and Chacham only argue by a husband and wife. The koyach of
why can't you say that's applicable also to a single?
After learning the whole Masechta, it's clear that it's Leidin is Hafara and Hatara. The laws of Hafara are a completely different welt, completely different world, the laws of Hafara compared to the laws of Hatara. It's a whole different world. So the Shul Zevlovel Taka says, so what's the problem? This machleik between Rabbi Nosson and the Chachamim and the Chachamim made for an advance, even though it was not yet Chala. Ein Achnami, according to Rabbi Nosson, you have a problem. Who says you pass like Rabbi Nosson? Or maybe you can say, that the machloikis, the chacham Rabbi Nosson, is only machloikis by a husband and a wife, but by a neder which requires hatar. Maybe everyone agrees you can't be matar in advance.
Even
the chacham would agree you can't. Who knows?
When it comes to hatar, okay.
Comes
so, let's
to hatar.
See. So he came.
So therefore, what are we going to do? So Amar Rav Acha. So therefore,
Rav Acha came.
Oh, Rav Acha by Rav Huna. The shamshem.
He came to him.
He came to this bocher. He came to this person. The and he tricked him. The word v'shabshay means he tricked him.
Like he told him, it's not so clear what it means.
He tricked him. He said to him, it doesn't say what he told him. He just somehow played with his mind.
No. He
tricked him.
Trickery that he should get married.
But he told him, I have a shidduch for you. Get married. And he told him, I made a neder. The neder, what are you talking about? You know, he's talking about, he told him not to worry about the neder, v'shabshay, the intsiv itasa, he got married, and at the wedding, you know what happened at the wedding? At the wedding, under the chuppah, you ever see Russian do this?
He smeared his face with cement.
A glass of wine, he took some cement, and he made his beautiful suit dirty. He took some...
No, his face. They shouldn't recognize him.
No, the clothing, the inside, the stuff. The sharkey.
No, Rashi says, talk
Tina.
Tit.
The sharkey Rashi. Talk pon a bit tit. Okay, fine. Shalo ya. Oh, he's in the shot. Look at the Ran. What does the Ran over here say?
Sharky
the sharkey Tina. The asin the camera. You're right. He put on makeup, face makeup.
According to the Ran, he did it on his clothing.
First on himself, he shouldn't recognize. Look at the Rashi. Talk pon a bit tit. Kadesh shalo ya. Kino Rav Chista. Rav Chista then went. He then went and he disguised himself in a costume.
What's the kamdur of Chizna?
And Rav Chizna. Talk upon him until Kiddush lo yakiruhu. Rav Chizna. Kilu hoya adam acher mehem shnodan shlo yisu isho Kiddush yatir. Look at the Ran. Let's look at the Ran first. Okay, the Rashi taking a different shot. I don't realize. Look at the Ran first.
The Shagatine.
What I mean, according to the Ran, is he went at the wedding, the one that told him to get married, he took some dirt and he smeared it on his garments. He dirtied his garments. Oh no, what do you do to me? I need a dry cleaner. A dry cleaner? You can't have a dry cleaner because you made a net. Didn't you tell me that if you go get married before you're a Talmud Chacham, then you're not allowed to have enough from the Ganze Welt? So you're going to have to wear this shmatis the rest of your life.
Oh, so look what the Ran says. Machleik is Rabban. Look at this.
So now that he triggered the neder, okay, you know what? Let's now go to the Rosh Yeshiva. He's talking here. He's matter the neder for you right now. Oh, so why couldn't he have been matter the neder before? If this fellow was in a matziv, where if he would trigger the tnai, the neder would be chal. So why didn't he tell him? So let's now go to the chacham, mimata the neder. It must be that you're not allowed to. That the only time a chacham can mimata a neder is only after the neder was already chal.
Oh, that's
chal.
The reason why he smeared it.
But if the neder was not yet chal, if the neder was not
like
yet chal,
according to everybody, yeah.
Oh, but what about the machloekis Rabbi Nosson and the chachamim? That machloekis and the chacham can make you to be mad in the neder. It's only been ish l'ishtoy. But now when it comes to the case of a chacham, to be mad to the neder. So that's why he had it. So therefore he told him, get married. By getting married, it's going to trigger the neder. And now the neder is triggered. Now you can be matter the neder. You can't be matter the neder in advance.
Right.
Tremendous chish, because the truth is, what the Chazal said, anyone who makes a neder, it's ki'ilu bono bomo. We have a kaimon. As if he built a bomo, b'zman she isra bomo is minal ha b'zomos.
Right.
So he's saying basically, it's nechoyis darga u'nesivit isa. He basically told him to do an Avera, to get married. That's what comes out. You're not allowed to make a neder. It's not a good thing. So this person, he made the neder, and he basically tricked him in to having the neder be chal.
And there, in order for him to be matir.
In order, so now they can be matir the neder. Oh, but it's a pella because...
Why do you have to make yourself dirty? Don't be matir.
No, because he wanted to show, he wanted to be meramis, whatever. He wanted to be meramis. Listen, you need to come on to a dry cleaners. You need to come on to a dry cleaners to clean your clothing because they made them dirty. You have no choice but to be matir the
neder. But he did this on his own volition. Nobody told him to.
Right. You're telling a person, but basically, it's a very, very interesting gemara. He's basically telling you to do something which technically is not correct. A person should never, ever put himself in a matzav where he triggers a neder. Because the gemara, a person who makes a neder, it's as if he built a bomo, b'shas is
no, but I tell you, but the Rabbah said he had no choice. He can't be matzav until...
That's exactly the point of it. That getting married is so important. It is so critical to get married. It's kedai to build a bama, the shas iser bama is to get married. That's the gemara we come up with. The gemara.
Where does it say if someone's over on the nether?
The gemara says the bimlam staff, the person who makes a nether, it's as if he built a bama, the shas iser bama, and the person that is fulfills the nether. Goes through after the neder was chal and fulfills the neder, it's as if he was makrif, an animal, on that boma b'shas isa boma, which is a chiv misa v'dei shemayim.
Oh yeah,
shchut echutz. So here, this person, he set
so
up
like,
the neder.
So when it says a neder, it's like as if he built the boma, not just the boma, he was makrif kabonis.
No, if you mekayim the neder.
If you mekayim the neder.
So this person, what did he do, end up doing? He ended up building a bama. A person who makes a neder, it's as if he built a bama.
Without being
makir.
And if that's already not a violation.
It's already a violation.
You know, go, Shemayim?
Yeah. No. There's no issue.
That's only if you makir a carbon.
It's not the right thing to do.
When is Mishmita Shemayim? Only if you makir a carbon.
Only if you bring a carbon. I think it's worth it. It's cursed. If you bring a carbon, it's cursed. Not Mishmita Shemayim. It's cursed. So over here, he told him, basically, this fellow was stuck in the middle.
What's the difference between Mishmita Shemayim? Car is also, you die before the age.
It's different. Whatever. I don't know. You can get, I don't know.
Okay.
The shark everything was looking at the top of the water. The shark everything went and he smeared with dirt. The ass to the comment of Chista, and now they went to Rav Chista to be matter the nether. Omar Rava, Rava comment when Rava heard this story. This is a Maisa Rav. We have a rule here in the Shir. Whenever we have a Maisa, we have a Kiddush. Right? We have whenever it says the Rashi Koloimar, we have a Kiddush. Whenever we have a Maisa, we have a Kiddush. Whenever it says Elo, we have a Tainus. To lose weight from the Kiddush. So here we have a Maisa. Rava commented on this Maisa. Omer Rava. Man chakim lemevad.
So he came before Rav Chista to be matted the nether?
This fellow, now he's stuck.
Got it.
This guy, he said, if I'm not going
to
be
So he went
married,
to be matted the nether
of Rav Chista. So Rava, he heard this story, and he commented on the story the following statement. Omer Rava. Man chakim lemevad ki ha-milsa ki lav rav acha barav huna. The Gavra Rabuhu.
So what's a taj? My Chakim.
Who is a wise man? Who do you know among Klal Yisrael? Someone that has grace the plates. Grace the plates to do such a maisa, to trick a person into getting married. And even though by doing so he's causing him to be entering into a neder, and then the matter the nether. It's you need a great mind to understand all of the details that happened over here in this story. Omar Rava, Man Hakim, who do you know that is a wise man? Lemevad Kiai Milsa, that can do something like this. Can do something like this to trick a person into getting married. And that will automatically trigger the nether. And he once the nether has been triggered, now you're going to have to go to the Chacham to mat the nether.
Yeah.
Ilav, if not, the Rav Acha bar Rav Huna. The Gavra Rabahu. Now, in other words, now what's the greatest? So there are a lot of things you can say about the story. But the Gemara's comment is
interesting, that the average person
would think that you can be matter the nether in advance. Why should he first get married and then be matter the nether? Let him be matter the nether before he gets married. So you need a great person to appreciate that a chacham cannot be matter a nether that has not yet been chal. The average person would make a mistake and think that he's married in seven nether.
Because he's following Rav Nassan.
Or, right, like Rav Nassan, who the Kassavar, the Chi Heichid, the Pligi Rabban Rabbi Nassan Be'afar, the same way.
No, you didn't finish the Rashi.
If a woman sets up a trigger, makes a tenai, according to the chachamim, you can. Rav Nassan holds not. So too, that same machlok applies to the case of sheela to a chacham.
And meila,
okay, one of the Rashi. Rashi over here says Rashi is a dimshat. Toch pana betit kedesh lo yakiruhu Rav Chisda kilu hoya odom acher meh.
He wanted to disguise himself, otherwise he would have
not matzah. Kedesh yatu loy the efsher ilu hoya makiru lo hoya matiru loy. The Pella. According to Rashi holds that the Rav Chisda would not want to be matter. Why wouldn't he want to be matter? After he got married. And then he went and he tricked Rav Chisda to be matter the nether. Why? Well, I don't know. It's a pelvic Rashi. According to the Ran, it's much simpler. According to the Ran, when it says that it was dirt, it means that Rav Acha made the Chosin's clothing dirty as a way of telling him, oh, you see, now you need to come on to people. You need to have your clothing cleaned by somebody. And now you're going to be in violation. So the only solution now is to be matter the nether. Okay, next Rashi. Man chakim lemevad kiai milsa shediktek b'kach shehisiyo
yisha.
The second Rashi. Man chakim lemevad kiai milsa shediktek b'kach shehisiyo yisha kodem sheyosh ala nether. First, I want the nether to go into effect.
Kodem sheyosh
ala nether. Dikasavah karbin asan. Because he holds like Rabbi Nassan, the Amid that says lo yafir, lo yafir, hoil since lo chal aneder, lo yafir since that it was not yet chal. Rabbi Nassan, dino hu v'noches loik made the dina, dino hu.
It
was a murdik Rashi. He was a dayan. Rabbi Nassan was a practical passing.
I thought he was the abbez in the Gemara in Sof Hayyur. He was the abbez.
So he was an abbez. If he's a dino hu v'noches lo umko the dina. No, Rashi is the kasha. Rashi is that Rabbi Nassan is a das yochid. And we generally do not paskin like individuals against the tzibu, against the rabbin. So why would we want to paskin like Rabbi Nassan? He's a das yoch, like the chacham. The chacham say that you can be matter neder, you can be matter neder even in advance. So the answer is the difference between theoretical learning and practical rabbinics. A paskining rabbi, a rabbi that paskins halacha l'maisa, you really got to know that. This they say the difference between the Mishnah Berura and the Aruch HaSholcha. The Chofetz Chaim did not pass in Shilas. The Chofetz Chaim, he wrote the Mishnah Berura theoretically. He went to the Sugyas, and he was Yoril Oimka Shodavar,
Oimka Shodavar,
and he wrote down what the halacha is. The Aruch HaShulchan, who lived at the same time pretty much, lived a little bit later, but they overlapped. People came every single day with questions. Everything that he wrote in Aruch HaShulchan, Paskin Halacha L'maisa. When it's practical, it's different. It's different. That's why many Gedolim, they very much go to Aruch HaShulchan. Because Aruch HaShulchan, he was a practicing rabbi.
Ramosha was very much Aruch HaShulchan.
A practicing rabbi, it's a different type of learning. When you learn yourself, it's very nice. When you give a shir, it's a whole different experience. when you have to say it over, and someone is listening and they're going to challenge you, it's a completely different experience. This Rashi is an unbelievable Rashi. You have a Yochid and a Rabbi, Rabbi Nosson and the Chachamim. Off the bat, Rabbi Nosson is out. He's a Yochid. So what's the Maisa here going on over here? What's the Maisa here when this when over here the Michayish of first get married? Why trigger the Neder? After you trigger the Neder, now be Mater. Excuse me, the only one that says to do that is Rabbi Nosson. He's a Das Yochid. According to the Chacham, you can be Mater the Neder in advance, before you get married. And you don't have to end up building a boma b'shas isur bomas. So since when are we coming to tell a person to do an Avera when to satisfy a Das Yochid? Along comes this Peledik Rashi, and he says, when the Yochid is involved in practical rabbinics, he outweighs a tzibur that only deals with the theoretical. You hear the word?
Yeah.
Shlomo, you hear what I'm saying over here? That's what Rashi over here is saying.
So he's trying to say
this
that...
It's a Peldik Rashi.
So he's saying we follow Rav Nosson.
So hang it up in the house on the wall. Instead of hanging up pictures of weddings, this and that, you should hang up in your house on the wall. Yeah, interesting, Mamari Chazal.
By the way, the Chacham Amayimrim, you're telling me they weren't the Yonim? The Chacham Amayimrim?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. They were Talmudists. They were Talmudists.
And who is these Chachamim? Is the majority?
It was a think tank.
What Chachamim means a majority of Chachamim?
Yes! The Bet Midrash is a one big think tank. What do you do? Where do you go? I go to a think tank. Oh, think tank. Oh, think tank.
So it's a Chiddush, even though a Yachid Am Aloch Karabim, but here when is an exception. Yochid,
when
Nassim.
The Yachid is Isaac, he's in the trenches. He's in the trenches. He can tell you if the weapons work. You can go and you can theoretically you can go build all these missiles and these tanks. Israel, they have these very good tanks.
Okay,
they spend, and you know what they discovered? All the tanks they built, they're always no good. They always never do. They're always not the right thing when they go to battle.
Okay, let's continue.
Because practically speaking, you need a certain type of thing that works in every given situation.
Like, so a second, so that's the reason why Rav Achman tricked them.
Because
he was
Chayshah
comes from
Nassim. Right, exactly. Now there goes Vayit, the Gemara is saying a tremendous Chiddush. The Gemara said the same way there's a Machlokes from Nassim and the Chacham by Yishra, there's a Machlokes from Nassim and the Chacham when it comes to She'ela.
Right.
Vayit in the Gemara, Rapapi Amar, Rapapi disagrees. Rapapi, not to be confused with Rapapa. Where was Rapapa at this time, Shlomi? We're holding over. How come only Rapapi came to the shir, not Rapapa? He was busy preparing for the seal. He was in the kitchen. Wrong by Papa. Nach by Papa. Achor by Papa. It's too dark from now. He was busy preparing the seal. Right, Reb Shaila. What Reb Shaila do? What Reb Shaila do before the blue shofar? What Reb Shaila can still do before the blue shofar? What did he do?
Let's continue.
He went to cut the cake.
Let's continue.
So the Reb, they said what they say to him. Cut the cake. Tochan, cut the cake before the tekiyas. So he says, by you, you're oisek in rozen de rozen. Shemais, Kabbalah, by uns, you're oisek in lesoiva, the loyal rozen.
Me.
You know that part? That's the book.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
He got me hooked. The chassidim.
Okay, let's go.
He made me into a chassid of Shaila.
Let's continue. Rapapi
Omar Machlokes Ba'afara. Rapapi says Machlokes Ba'afara. Rav Nosson Savar. No, only Ba'afara. Rav Nosson Savar in a Baal Mefer. Elim Kein Chal Haneder. Like we learned. Dichsed. Now, what's the makar? Oh, beautiful Gemara. The more thing. What's the makar? What is now? We finally come to the makar for the Halakha Shita of Rabbi Nosson. The Tzivit says V'chofra HaLavana, the Lavana will be ashamed. L'osid Lavoi, in the times of the Messiah.
Sefer Yeshayah says this.
In the times of Mashiach, it says that the sun is going to be 7 times 7. 7 times 7. Yeah. It's going to be an enormous amount of light, and the Levana is going to be put to shame. The amount of light coming forth from the Levana is going to be very, very small relative to the Levana. By the way, can I ask you a question? what are the chances that you'll read about the Levana on Rosh Chodesh? This morning, this is the Daf of Rosh Chodesh, and it talks about the Chidush HaLevana, the Levana.
Okay, let's go. Let's, yeah.
The Chafra HaLevana, we put the Shem in the Levana. So what the Gemara makes a drash.
What does chafra mean?
It'll be put to shed. The pshuto shalmikra means that la'asalav and Moshiach will come. The sun will be very, very large. It'll be increased sevenfold.
And
the amount of light that will come from the sun will completely outshine the levana. The levana's light will be.
What does vaisha mean? Embarrassed? Who's going to get it?
The levana will be embarrassed.
Oh, chavra levana vaisha.
It'll be put to shame because it's not going to have any significant light. Right now.
And what does the pasuk conclude? Kamal Hashem Tzvakais, Bahad Tzion.
Yerushalayim, when Mashiach will come, it's an esoteric pasuk. But the word is making a drasha. The word is making a drasha. What's the drasha? The drasha is do not read with a ches, chafra. But read as if the ches is a hey. We do that very often. Shlomi Rabinowitz can tell you exactly how many times in Tar Shas there's such a drasha where we interchange the ches and the hey.
So
and then it's the hafra miloshav hafara. And when it says levana means levana is going to be interpreted to mean not levana, but chal, levana means chal bina. Chal, the hay is going to be a ches, chal, it goes into effect, the bina, and the bina means the bama. Chal, the binyan is, as we said before, anyone that makes a neder, it's as if he builds a bama, b'shas iser bamas. Anyone that is mekayim is neder, it's as if he offered a korban upon this bama. So here, take the word levana, break the word levana into two parts. First part is hey and alamid. The second part is beis nun hey. Beis nun hey means to build. Bone. Bone is to build. What are you building? You're building a bama, b'shas iser bamas. And the hey and the lamed interchange the hey for a ches. Chal the bama. Chal the bino bama. Ki'ilu bono bama. There's a chalois. Chal bono bama. When does the husband have the koyach to be mayfair? He only can be mayfair after chal. Bono bama. That's the drasha. That's
after
the makar.
The nether is triggered.
Right, so you take the word chofra halavana.
Interesting drasha.
Change the ches to a hey. Change the hey to a ches. And take the word halavana into two words. And it then means hofer, hofra. When does the husband have the power to be mayfair, hofra? When? Chal. It goes into effect. The bino. Bama, which is an expression that alludes to the neder has been established, has been gone into effect. Wow. The neder, because someone who makes a neder, it's kilu bana bama.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a very. Oh, you're right. Mayfair is to be Mayfair, even the machshavos.
But we have those same words by Haney.
Of the Arum, the Arum means the crooked people that are crooked. Haman Harasha was the Arum.
Oh, like you see, but the Nachash Arum.
The Nachash Arum, we call. He was the
Arum means like
conceited,
a very
convoluted, a very a deceiver,
a shrewd.
Avol b'she'ela, when it comes to
so it's exception made machlokes haruman. So what do you see?
So what is the machlokes? So you know that when it comes to the case of hafar, but why? Because the whole makar, the makar, the sources that we have for the sheet of Rabbi Nosson, that come all involve the word hafar.
What's the rav in the rabbanim? It is chal. It's made for machlokes haruman.
The husband can be made for even when it's only a begedah machshava. Machshava means it's not yet chal. The word machshava means not yet chal. So what is
so
what is the common denominator? The common denominator between these two opinions is the word
mefer
is a ishtoy. But she'ela, which is a chacham, that but when it comes to
she'ela,
garnish and garnish. Elim kein chalaneh. This is the pasuk lo yachel devaray. It says by a chacham. That, well, it says by a person that a person makes a neder. If a regular that pasuk is discussing a regular case of a neder, and a person is all alone, a person makes neder, lo yachel divro hu einoy meichel aval acherim meichel v'chacham. Okay, so therefore,
so what do you see from lo
yachel? That's the makar. That those three words is the makar. How you know that a chacham can be matter and neder?
The Gemara says
lo yachel he. It's the Gemara says about this drasha. It's a unique drasha. It's, I think, the only drasha in the whole Kotar Kula. The Chazal make this comment about. Shlomo Rabbeinu can tell you.
Lo
yachel
he.
It's the var ha'omdim. It's var parchem ba'avir.
The var is going on the
parchem ba'avir. The drasha is lo yachel devaray. Who ain't on me?
Who's lo yachel devaray?
The man, the person who made the neder.
Should not.
He can. Not,
but the chacham could.
He cannot annul his neder.
Right.
But the Gemara makes a drasha. Aval acherim mechel neder. He, the one that made the neder, he cannot be made. He cannot profane the sanctity of the neder. Aval acherim. The implication is that somebody else can profane the sanctity of your words. Lo yachel devaray.
But how do you see only after comes into effect the nether?
Right, exactly. I got it. So therefore, comes into the according to this mandem, we no longer have to come on.
So
to
even the chacham would be minded.
But we no longer now according to this interpretation, we no longer have to come on to the opinion that we're only going like the chachamim.
So because it's machlek between Rav Papi and Rav Nassan. No, not Rav Nassan.
The Tanakam, wherever it is, doesn't say who it is. I'm a Rava. It was Rava said this. It was Rav Achbar Yaakov. Rava's understanding of the case. No. According to the first part of the Gemara, according to the first version of the Gemara, that
no, Rava says it doesn't make a difference regardless Benish Lishtay or
Rava. According to Rava, Rava says that he was trying to go like Rabbi Nassim.
Right.
According to Rava, he was a chacham. Rav Achar Bar Yaakov was a chacham because we passed in like Rabbi Nassim. Because
he was a dayan, yeah.
And Mel, because he go like he was a dayan in the Mel. That's why. According to the second version, no.
No, everybody's
mine. Even the chacham will agree that it's not going to go because the makar is the word hafara,
yeah.
Not the word nanu. Yeah.
Next.
Messiah. Let's bring a right to this. Let's bring a right now to the sugya, the soy that when it comes to the chacham, everyone agrees that the chacham that you can only be matter or nether only after the nether goes into effect.
Yeah.
You cannot be matter the nether in advance. Lema Messiah, Koinom, Shaini Nether Laploini, Ulumish Eshal Olav. I make a coin. I'm not gonna know the point. Ulumi she'eshal olaf. And what does this mean exactly? Look at the Rashi. I already forgot what this means. Let me say. Look at Rashi. Rav Papi. We bring right to Rav Papi. Koinam is the first wide line in the Rashi. Koinam she'eni ne'el l'poinu l'chol mi she'eshal olaf.
Kloimer.
So Kloimer Rashi.
Im
eshal olaf l'shum chacham l'hatu l'yehei olai koinam ma shani nene l'oise chacham. Hear what he says?
Yeah.
It's a cascade. I make a neder, not
the dishwashing.
What?
Cascade.
I make it. I'm not gonna have enough from so and so, and then he says, and if I'm mati of the neder, let's say I go and I'm mati of the neder, then it should automatically be triggered that the person that's mati of the neder, I am not allowed to have enough from him.
Right
now, I can have enough from anyone in the world except for one person. If I one day go and I make a decision to go and be mati of the neder. The one that's matter the neder, he becomes also to me. So I gotta pick my rabbis wisely, because I have to go to a chacham, and that chacham I'm going to be mat. It's like insurance not to be matter the neder, because whoever you can matter the neder, you're gonna lose him as a friend. People like to have friends. So if you're going to go find the person that's going to be matting your neder, he's out. Because you're setting yourself up now, this fellow is off limits. And if I one day decide to change my mind and be matter the neder and make him within my limits, the one that's matter my nether automatically becomes off limits. It's a very strange case.
So again, kind of me makes it a nether. I'm not going to have enough.
Kloimar in eshal olav. If I'm shol on the nether, l'shum chacham lahatuli yehei olai koinam.
But what was the nether that if I'm being matzah?
I don't have the original statement is I'm making a nether right now, this moment in time.
China nether leploini.
Ruvain is usher to me. I don't have anything to do with Ruvain, not him to me, both ways.
But when?
Right now, immediately.
Oh yeah, okay.
Now I want insurance because to be matzah nether is very easy. You make a nether, you go to a chacham. So what does the chacham do? We have to go find the pesach. Let's sit down, let's brainstorm. And let's find the Pesach in order to be matter the Neder. So I'll do it. It'll take a little bit. Maybe one day, Ruvain is off limits.
Yeah.
I'll change my mind. All right, you know what you're going to do? We make a little guarantee. We have a little insurance that you're never going to go and be matter the Neder.
Yeah.
Because you make a statement that if I go to be matter the Neder, the rabbi that's matter the Neder, he becomes usher to me.
Why does he do such a thing like that?
Because you don't want to go make the rabbi off limits. Who are you going to go to? How many chacham do you have in your life?
Oh, he says, so anyone that I'm going to need matter the nether,
chacham that's going to be matter the nether, he's going to become off limits. And that way, I don't want to make the rabbi off limits to me. So it's going to hold you back from making the nether. So if I'm the Gemara, Kodam Sheni Nenu Lepoyne Vulu Nisha Shalav, Nisha Lala Rishon, the Ach Nisha Lala Sheni. So you can do it. You matter the nether on Ruvain, automatically triggers the nether on the chacham, and now you go to a third chacham, a second chacham, to be matter the first chacham. Why can't you just do it in one shot? Go to a person, be matter everyone in one shot. Why do you have to first trigger? It says that you have to go through the secret. You matter the nether on Ruvain, that automatically makes the chacham also. Now go to another chacham to be matter the first chacham. Why can't you just go to the chacham and matter the whole thing? That's the answer. You cannot be matter neder as not yet bin chal. You only can matter neder only afterwards. It's premature to be matter. Alright, thank you for coming very much. Shlomi, thank you for coming. Shlomi.
Baruch Adonai Amarach Olam Vaeh. Adonai Oh,